Hello, Devlin Bishop here with you, and welcome to Mondo Nostalgia. And this is my review of Joker, 2019 film directed by Todd Phillips, starring Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro, Zazie Beetz, Frances Conroy, and Brett Cullen. This is a movie I have been waiting for a long time. It's probably going to be one of the most controversial movies of the year, and it's already proven to be that. It also, surprisingly, has been one of the most polarizing films of the year. Critics seem to be mixed about it. Some critics absolutely adore it and other ones don't. Audience reaction seems to be more up and positive. I'm not the biggest follower of Rotten Tomatoes, but right now it's holding at about 69% for critics, but audiences are around 93%, and I have to be on the side of the audiences on here. I think Joker is not only a great film, I definitely think it's one of the best films of the year. Now, to give you a little history about this movie, when it was first announced that they were going to do a standalone Joker movie, I really wanted nothing to do with it. I love the Joker, but to me, he's a villain with Batman. And for those of you who know, I'm not exactly one of those people that like to just glorify villains. I'm more of a support the hero type thing. You know, yes, there are anti-heroes and all this stuff. And I've never been a thing. So when they announced that they were going to do this Joker movie, I just was not in it at all. Also, I deal with a lot of mental health issues myself, and I deal with depression and stuff. And when I first saw the main trailer for Joker, it instilled something in me. I realized that this was going to be a more personal journey, and it worried me a bit because, first of all, I thought the Joker trailer they revealed was absolutely stunning. It blew me away. And the first time I remember when I went to see Dark Phoenix, it was the first time I had seen it on the big screen. I remember my heart beat faster, and the images just got to me. And I thought to myself, oh my God, for a movie I wanted nothing to do with, it certainly has encaptured me. I also was worried because I deal with such mental health issues that there was a lot in the trailer that spoke to me. I really understood some of the images that they were provoking. So I remember going to my social media and saying, I'm a little nervous about Joker because one side, it's one of the most, I'm absolutely anxious to see this movie, but there's a side of me that if I'm not in a good place when I see it, I'm a little afraid of it because I've been working hard getting into a heavy mindset. So I wanted you to get to know that because Joker has that effect on people. Now, as we got closer to the movie, oddly enough, things have been going great. So I thought, no problem, I'm going to go walk into Joker and it's fine. It's just a couple of days beforehand, I wound up in the headspace that I didn't want to be in. So when I went to Joker, I was not in the place that I wanted to be, so I was a little afraid. And I decided because of this, I was just going to go to an afternoon showing all by myself. And I didn't want it to be like a big event where a whole bunch of people come with me. I didn't want one person next to me. I just decided I wanted this to be my experience, and I went in. And I had an incredible time. Director Tom Phillips has created something that is far past superhero stories. The closest movie I think I could compare this to as far as a comic book movie goes is Logan. Although I wasn't as big a fan of Logan as everybody else, I loved the movie, I just didn't love it as much as everybody else. Logan was like the closest to a character study of an individual character that you got to see. And not only that, you got to see other characters in that world also be studied. Professor X, mostly. Joker, yeah, is very different. I don't even know, except for some references to Gotham City and the Wayne Foundations and the Waynes in general, there's nothing that really links you to that except for the fact that it is about the actual Joker, and that's very interesting. Now, comparing it to other movies, I would compare this movie to It's getting a lot of comparisons to Taxi Driver and King of Comedy, Martin Scorsese style, and I can definitely see that. I've never seen The King of Comedy, but I have seen Taxi Driver, and I can see why it gets its, like, this is a love letter to Martin Scorsese in a lot of ways, and I believe his longtime partner was one of the producers on this film. And I think that at one time Martin Scorsese was actually linked to this film, but kind of was doing his own thing with The Irishman and walked away from it. But yeah, Todd Phillips definitely has a love letter, but I think it's different enough. I think some people are saying it's almost pitch perfect to it, but I think Joker even goes more psychologically than Taxi Driver did. And I would even compare this movie to stuff like Fight Club, where it really kind of, natural born killers, movies that kind of unnerve you, but also put you, make you think about things. Like, if you're not coming out of this movie thinking about things, then I don't think this movie has touched you the way it was supposed to. I'd even put movies like A Clockwork Orange up there too. Yeah, it's crazy. Joaquin Phoenix, of course, is the real reason this movie works. I can't think of another actor that could have done this role justice. I think there could be other actors that did it, but Joaquin really adds a lot to himself. Not only physically losing a lot of weight to play this, but he is almost unrecognizable in certain parts. Like, oh, that's Joaquin Phoenix, but he gets so lost in the character Arthur Fleck that he just. You forget it's Joaquin Phoenix almost instantly. You just see this average guy who's just trying to make a living and survive in the world. He's basically takes care of his sickly mom. He works a job as a sign twirler dressed as a clown, and he's trying desperately to get his stand-up comedy career started. So basically, he's an average Joe, and he has a really bad week where he just. Everything goes crazy, and life just starts kicking him when he's down, and he takes it to epic levels. And I won't spoil too much here, but this is a journey, so don't expect him to be Joker right away, because obviously this is building to what becomes the Joker. And in all cases, the journey is the most important part. But Joaquin Phoenix's performance is phenomenal. I will be shocked if he doesn't get an Oscar nomination or a win, because this is it's a character study 100%, and we don't get that too much. Now, my problem is that everybody's still going on, well, is he better than Heath Ledger? Is he the best Joker of all time? And I honestly can't. I don't even think you can compare. Heath Ledger had an amazing performance in The Dark Knight. He won a Best Supporting Actor nod. I've liked all the Jokers, right up to Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson. I even like Jared Leto. I wish we got to see a little bit more. All of them have kind of caught the Clown Prince as something and found an essence to make it their own. So I hate comparing. Even when Heath Ledger came out, I didn't even want to compare him to Jack Nicholson because they were so different. Jack Nicholson still had a little bit of, chutzpah, had a little Cesar Romero in him, where Heath Ledger's was a very realistic performance thing. But I'm probably going to get some flack for this. But the reason why I don't think you can say is Joaquin Phoenix the best Joker? Is because I would have to say, yeah, he is, only because of the fact that all the other Jokers that we have seen, from Cesar Romero to Heath Ledger to Jared Leto to Jack Nicholson, have all been fairly two-dimensional performances. As in, they brought three dimension to him, but the characters were not fleshed out enough. Joaquin Phoenix's character is fleshed out more than pretty much you get from any kind of movie, whether it's a superhero movie or not. So I think it's ridiculous to even compare them, because Joaquin Phoenix has got such a polished script, and it was written by Todd Phillips himself and Scott Silver, and it's just so fleshed out. Yeah, I just don't think you can compare them because, even Heath Ledger, who did an awesome performance as the Joker, didn't have the same textured, layered character. He just made what he had and built that into something incredible. Joaquin Phoenix has a whole arsenal of character development on his way, so I think, you can't even measure them. But if I had to pick a favorite, it would be him because he left me wanting more. And honestly, I can't really say that about any of the other Jokers, except maybe Jared Leto, because he had a smaller role in Suicide Squad. But I love Joker not only because of the fact that, as I said, it doesn't really feel like a comic book film because it's more of a drama. It's a psychological drama. And I like that it kind of looks, it doesn't shy away from pointing the blame at what created Arthur Fleck to become Joker. And, they definitely let you know easily he has mental issues. They don't shy away from that in any ways. So I love that. They don't shy away. And it's, again, a performance. You see it with his counselor. You see it when he talks with his mother. You see it when he's trying to deal with things in society. He has like this nervous laugh reaction. And the laugh is another thing I forgot to mention for his performance. It's a really incredible laugh because it's so forced. I think another one of my favorite critics said it best, Chris Stuckman, was that his laugh almost is so forced that he almost feels like he's choking. He's going to choke or cough after he's done it. And so his mental health issues are there. They also, don't shy away from the fact that corporations and the 1% have a lot to do with it because they don't help little people. And that is what pushes people to want to rise up against them and riot and looking for something that they can count on, and so they don't shy away from that. And society in general, that people are just not good. And I think, there's a lot of good in the world, but there is a lot of nastiness in the world. And again, this movie doesn't shy away from any of that. And I think it's great because I think this movie is going to lead to a lot of conversations, I think the fact that some critics are polarized by this, saying it's just, promoting violence and stuff. I didn't see that at all. In fact, I saw this guy who was created by society, and I'll get to whether I think they try to play him sympathetically in just a few minutes. But they open up what, we need to talk about mental health. We need to talk about corporations that are not doing anything and making things worse for the little guy. They're talking about how society in general, all you need to do is bring a little kindness to the world, and things could be a whole lot better. He makes a wonderful quote about how, if you take some rich, well-known people who are terrorized and the world is worried about them, but if some guy nobody knows that's off the radar is found beaten and lying in a puddle of his own blood, nobody gives a shit, and they'll just step over him to go over to where they have to go. And it's so true. So I think if it opens up conversations, I don't think that's a bad thing in the least, and I think a good movie is that. I actually don't think they promote violence. There is a lot of violence in this movie, but I've seen a lot worse. In fact, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think, glamorizes violence more than this movie does, and that was critically acclaimed. I think Joker, actually, the violence is there, but I think it's called for. I don't think it's over the top. I think it's story oriented. I think it's done in a way that seems natural, where like a movie like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood glorifies, I think they glorified violence even more. Yet people, applauded and stood up and loved that movie. But this movie is getting applauded. Do they give sympathy towards the character, the Joker? I always worry when you do prequels and stuff because I feel that's what they're attempting to do. Yes, you do feel sympathy for Arthur Fleck. But when he gets to the point where he's just about to become the Joker, he starts making decisions that you do not agree with. And yes, you have sympathy for what Arthur Fleck went down, but you don't sit there necessarily voting for Joker. In fact, as soon as Joker starts showing up, you're afraid of him. You're absolutely afraid what he's going to do next, because there's moments where you can see he's fighting, as in you can see Arthur Fleck is still there, but you can see he's slowly losing sides. And it's one of the reasons the performance is so strong. So yes, you do have sympathy for Arthur Fleck, but eventually he crosses lines to the point where I didn't say, yeah, Joker, do this, do that, do that. It just made me realize that we've romanticized the Joker in so many things, whether it be like our kids when we watch Super Friends or the old Batman series or even in The Dark Knight, where everybody looks to Joker as like this, oh, he's great because he's bringing new world order to it. This movie actually reminds us that he was an ordinary man at one time. There's no, falling into a vat of acid or, shock treatment that gets him, or all the way, different origins. This is a man that becomes something because of various different things. But one of those things is himself. And they don't shy away from that. So, yeah, no, I don't think it necessarily glorifies it. I think there'll be some people that are going to come out like, yeah, fuck yeah. We all got to be more like Joker. And I came out a little bit like that. But I also know that sometimes you have to, there's consequences to what we do. So I think more people probably came out thinking, wow, there's probably a lot of people that are on the edge of this. What can we do as a society to stop this? When I walked out of the theater, as I said, I was all by myself. I noticed there were a lot of other people that are there all by themselves too. Men, women, different ages. And I thought to myself, do they relate to Arthur Fleck as much as I do? I know I'll never cross the side of Joker. I know a lot of people, when I told them I'm afraid if I see it in a bad place. Well, I did see it in a bad place, and it didn't affect me. It did a little bit because it's an amazing movie, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the best of the year. But I have so much going for me that Arthur Fleck didn't. People who care about him, people who love him. And that's the stuff that keeps me from going out of control. So all the people who worried about me going into this, thank you for that, but I'm going to be just fine. Ironically, though, when I did go to work, I work at a place where we dress up for Halloween. I remember I bought this really horrible old green wig that I never could find use for because it was so horrible. That night, I actually dressed as the Joker, a character I never thought in a million years I'd ever dress like, but I felt like I needed to. No, I didn't want to go on a killing spree or take my things out, but it felt nice just instilling some, just sending that out vibe into the world and still realizing that society just doesn't get it. I do hope Joker does have people talking when they see it, and they should. But for the ones who are unaffected by this movie, I'm actually more frightened for those people. The critics that are calling this movie unimportant and glorifying violence, yet you've seen Quentin Tarantino movies several times and don't feel the same. You're the people that actually scare me most, not the people who relate to Joker. No surprise here. I'm going to give this 5 stars. I'm sure there is flaws with this movie, but I didn't find a single one of them. It's so beautifully filmed. I didn't even get into the cinematography, which was done by Lawrence Sher, or the music, which is, I'm going to get this wrong, Hildur Guðnadóttir. Both the cinematography and the music turned this thing into a more beautiful film than it needed to be. This movie could have just been gritty, and it is. It is New York gritty, but it is just absolutely fantastic. And so check it out. 5 stars out of 5. One of the best of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes the best of the year for me. I will see you on my next review or on my next segment. Thanks for listening.